This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the opening days of the 2017 legislative session. The first regular session of the 99th General Assembly began at noon on Wednesday. In regards to issues, Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard of Joplin says right to work remains a priority.
It gives business a chance not to be forced to have unions dictate to them negotiations on working conditions. We want good working conditions, but being forced to join a union is not necessarily in the best interest of employees.
But Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors calls the concept a bad idea.
You should never get anything for free. I don't think that the guy next to me should be able to come and join the club just because he wants to and not pay the fees.
For Senator Richard, this may be the year for some sort of education reform measure.
Again, I'm not sure what form they'll take, but failing school districts with kids not getting education, with kids going to universities and having to take remedial math and reading is just unacceptable.
But Senator Walsh cautions any sort of reform package must be handled correctly.
And I'm going to be very cautious about education reform because if you've been reading, I'm sure you have, how well Riverview Gardens is doing in just 3 years. So I'm going to be very cautious about any reform.
Senator Richards says more ethics reform is probably not needed.
However, the legislature is a microcosm of Missouri. And you got people who do the right thing and people who do the wrong thing. There's no amount of legislation going to change that.
Senator Walsh adds the legislature has to solve transportation funding.
We need to sit down and just say to a group, our committee of our peers, and say, come up with two viable ways to fund this. And I don't even know if that can be done.
Senator Richard says his caucus maintains its majority.
We've been given the chance to govern, and we need to do it right. It's my goal not to make any mistakes and to get Missouri in a better picture to live and work and be a part of this great state.
Senator Walsh says her side has added membership.
We operated last year with a vacancy for part of the year, and we're up to 9 members. The dynamics of the Senate is going to change because you have new members.
There are also 6 new Missouri senators. They are 23rd District Senator Bill Ligle of St. Charles, 21st District Senator Denny Hoskins of Warrensburg, 4th District Senator Jacob Hummel of St. Louis, 15th District Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester, 19th District Senator Caleb Rowden of Columbia, and 11th District Senator John Rizzo of Independence. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.